Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a student of the truth. That's right. Those of us who gather here every morning to find out what's really going on in the world are pleased to have you, me, everybody together so that we can all kind of share this information and know that there are more than just us out there that love, absolutely love and crave the truth. There's a GAO report coming out today regarding the IRS, and it does not look good for the IRS. Let's watch and see that when the big guys tell the truth about the IRS, does it change anything? That's what I'd like to know. Or do they continue in their criminality and using each and every one of us? Catching each and every one of us whenever they can. It appears now it wasn't just the 501c3 nonprofit organizations they were attacking, but shades of COINTELPRO they were attacking through audits. That's right. That's what the report is believed to say today. In other news, remember the story we had yesterday regarding Russia having offered so many billion dollars for printing the drachmas? Well, that was the Greek newspaper Vima that said that, and that Tsipras, Prime Minister Tsipras, had asked Russia for some help. Well, now RT says that Russia never did. Russia never was asked. So why that story is hitting the news, I don't know. But it appears to want to make Russia either look bad for not having been supportive of them, or Vima just got it wrong, which I can't believe that Vima, the newspaper, would have gotten it wrong. Did you know that Dylann Roof has been charged with terrorism? We'll talk about it. The story doesn't make sense. The Chattanooga and Charleston stories don't make sense. And Kansas and Missouri have now called for an investigation of Planned Parenthood. Boy, it needs to be done. I mean, a real investigation. I'm not talking about a congressional investigation, if you will. It really needs to be done. And there was a U.S. representative on TV today saying, I don't see that Planned Parenthood has done anything wrong. Boy, the Democrats are really, really either paid or bought off, or their job is to doubt anything that could possibly be wrong with abortion. I mean, it's just, it is amazing the way it's being handled. And the sad news today, another alternative physician has died. And they're warning people about putting any kind of caveat there that it might be due to any kind of foul play. And they're saying, do not even think that. We don't want to talk about that. However, he was in perfect health. I will tell you about that. It is a tragedy. I was trying to recall if he had ever been a guest on the program before. I think so, way back when. Trump now leads the Nevada poll with overwhelming Hispanic support. I talked to somebody who had immigrated from Mexico and asked her what her thoughts were, and she said, you go. I'll vote for Donald Trump. Lot of Hispanic support. And what do these three cities have in common? El Paso, New York, and Chicago? We will talk about it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joy Shriver here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world and not getting involved in fighting wars that don't need to be fought, that create division instead of uniting people together. That's what we must do. We need all the truth seekers that we can get, the people that understand what is really happening in this world, not the people that are dividing and using petty arguments and issues that in the long run make no real difference. In the second hour today, we're going to be talking to Michelle of Carriage Trade Soaps. She is a wonderful human being who created her own business to help take care of her and her very ill Vietnam veteran husband who became ill with cancer. And she started the business Carriage Trade Soaps. Power Hour will be carrying these soaps. They're unique. And I think you're going to want to support Michelle. I think we need to support each other. Buy from the good guys. And if you're going to the store and buying soap, you are giving yourself toxins, number one, paying money to a big corporate entity, you're not going to be helping yourself in any way, shape, or form, or anyone else, except for the corporate entities. So I just want to encourage you to please at least start off by purchasing your soap from Carriage Trade. You know, and I don't care if you go to the website or the Power Mall, but let's support each other. Let's learn that feeling of really doing what we talk about. Buy from the good guys. In the third hour, Rachel McIntosh will be joining us. She wrote a book about what really happens in Washington. And she wrote three books, in fact, or she's coming out with her third. The Experiences of an Insider of the Military-Industrial Complex pre-9/11, and in part their 9/11 War on Terror. The books, Security Through Absurdity. Do we not like the ring of that one? I really, really do. So Rachel McIntosh will be joining us in the third hour today. All right, let's get with the news. U.S. is going to place AMD components in Poland. AMD, United States Anti-Missile Defense System. Components will be placed in Poland despite world powers reaching an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Now, remember, we've been told that once the Confederate flag comes down and we reach an agreement with Iran, it'll be bluebirds over or the white cliffs of Dover, right? Well, not so. Not yet. Well, anyway, John Heffern, U.S. Secretary, Deputy Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia, said the deal with Tehran doesn't include missiles, therefore the threat remains, adding that he was speaking about Iranian rockets without nuclear warheads. According to the U.S. diplomat, the construction of AMD components, anti-missile defense components, in the village of Redzikowo near the northern Polish town of Slupsk starts next year as scheduled and will be completed in 2018. Washington's plans to install anti-missile systems in Eastern Europe have been one of the biggest stumbling blocks for U.S. and Russia relations. This morning, Representative Angus King was on CNN saying, well, it's only going to be a matter of 2 to 3 months now before Iran has the bomb. Come on, are you kidding me? Remember, it was going to be 8 to 10 years. No, it was 10 to 15 years. Then it was 8 to 10 years. Then it was 5 years. Now it's, 2 to 3 months. Does that remind you of Social Security? And I bring that up because that was in the news yesterday also, given the fact that, remember, 2021, we're going to have a problem with Social Security. Or 2025 is the first one I remember, I think. Of course, that was back in 2000 when they started that one, so that was like never going to come. You know, we'll probably be hit by an asteroid before that happens or whatever. Anyway, 2025. And then it was 2020. And then it was yesterday, 2016. Now, wait just a minute. Has somebody been siphoning off the money in those funds? Has someone been treating it like a Ponzi scheme? 2016 is just around the corner. 2016. So what has that done to all those people whose lives absolutely depend on that $900 check every month to be able to pay their rent, their food, their utilities, and their car? Those people are panicked. But that's what they're doing now. 2016. Hey, we are so sorry. We just figured that out. Really? You just figured it out. So they're treating this dropping of the second, third, fourth shoe the same way with Social Security as they are the nuclear bomb threat from Iran. I mean, we know that they want to attack Iran. When I say they, the elite of the United States still have a plan, want to attack Iraq, and are playing good cop, bad cop with Israel, making it look like, well, Israel's the one that's really pushing for this, and Israel might go ahead and attack on its own. Really? And then I just got to tell you, there was another interesting story. The FBI director was on TV today talking about the worst group in the world we've ever seen is ISIS. We thought Al-Qaeda was bad. Well, that's my term for Al-Qaeda. We thought they were bad, but now these people are just horrible because they know how to use social media. I'll tell you what, if it were me, I'd rather have social media attack me than a bomb. But this group of ISIS people, has anybody seen any real footage of ISIS yet? Oh, you've seen a bunch of cartoon characters. You know, al-Baghdadi. I mean, I'm talking about all the terrorist leaders that they kill with a bomb and then say, oops, no, we didn't. But we killed him this time, though. Oops, no, we didn't. But next time we'll get him. Anti-austerity protest in Athens as the MPs, ministers of parliament, vote for a second bailout reform package. Several thousand anti-austerity protesters staged this rally in Syntagma Square in central Athens as the MPs in the nearby parliament building were voting on a second package of reforms required to secure a third international bailout from the EU IMF creditors. Police presence was heavy in the area after last week's much larger 12,000 strong concluded with clashes, with police using tear gas against Molotov cocktail throwing use. That was pretty ugly. Later on Wednesday, the Greek parliament is expected to vote on a second package of reforms required to secure a third bailout deal, which will make reforms to the financial sector and the judicial system of Greece. The government hopes to complete all the negotiations on the new bailout, in which they will receive $86 billion over a three-year period. And they're supposed to have these negotiations done by August 20th. Meanwhile, it didn't work so well when they asked everybody to please bring all your money into the bank and give it to us. Remember the story yesterday? Take your money out from underneath your mattress in your closet and bring it into the bank, because banks are safe places. Well, nobody bought that. Nobody's doing it. I mean, did they really think for even a second, or was that one of those, hey, let's try this, wink, wink? Global warming expedition is foiled by record ice. Kit Daniels reports a scientific expedition to study global warming was delayed by record ice in the Arctic. The icebreaker ship used for this 115-day expedition had to be rerouted Tuesday to break ice for commercial ships in the Hudson Bay because the ice conditions are the worst they've been in 20 years. Obviously, it has a large impact on us, said the executive director of the Global Warming Research Institute, Arctic Net, which was spearheading the expedition. The ice is so thick that ships are having to skirt around it. The volume of Arctic sea ice has increased by 33% since 2013. Although scientists who are funded to promote the government-driven global warming agenda are claiming the record ice is a freak occurrence. 33% increase is a freak occurrence. Their claim, however, runs contrary to satellite data showing there's been no global warming for over 18 years. That's the story, and they're sticking to it. Pentagon wants to deploy powerful radars to Kiev. The U.S. Defense Agency still needs the White House approval to make the delivery. Unlike the U.S. Hawks, those are people that want war more than anything, the Obama administration has been firmly against arming Kiev. The U.S. leadership seems to have sided with Russia and many European leaders, most notably German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who insisted that sending weapons to Kiev would only make things worse and lead to more bloodshed in a conflict that has already claimed more than 6,400 lives. And I would add, for what? For what? It's kind of like the 56,000 names on the wall in Washington, D.C. from the Vietnam War. And for what? so we could resume trading relations with Vietnam. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
You're in the right place today. It is Thursday. It is the 23rd of July. Wow. The retreat is coming up very shortly. It'll begin on the 2nd of August. Those of you who are going to be attending, I bet you're getting excited. Those of you who are going to be doing your own little mini retreat at home will come away after the 7 days feeling much better, looking much better probably, and functioning much better. That is, if you do the kinds of things that are good for your body that we're going to be doing, eating right, drinking right, exercising right, sleeping right, meditating correctly, all those kinds of things, meditating, praying, whatever. Anyway, I want you to all get your own little mini plan done. You know, there's plenty of websites on the internet of how to restart or how to reboot. You may want to do a juice fast for a couple of days to begin it. You may want to establish what kind of exercise you're going to be doing. And then on that day, August 2nd, no more excuses. Now, I will tell you, for those of you going down to the retreat, there are no excuses down there. So don't think you're going to find any. But set up your own program at home. Just like the people that come home are going to be doing another probably 7 days doing the same thing they did at the retreat. Anyway, it's going to be a good time had by all. It's not going to be a party. It's not going to be a time to socialize. It's going to be a time to turn your life around. All right, getting back to the news. Why wasn't Dylann Roof charged with terrorism? Well, the Justice Department charged Dylann Roof, Dylann Storm Roof, the white 21-year-old man who allegedly gunned down 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, on June 17th, with murder, attempted murder, use of a firearm, all in the commission of a hate crime. No terrorism, but a hate crime. And by the way, nodisinfo.com is pretty interesting with the pictures that they have of this state senator, Pinckney, that was allegedly killed. They say the picture shows a wax body. You'll have to look at it yourself and decide what you think. But it doesn't look real to me, and it doesn't look like Mr. Pinckney when they show the pictures together. Someone's done a really good job on that. NoDisinfo.com. And you can see the pictures of the wax dummy? Question mark. I don't know. But there's a lot of things that don't make sense with this. Some media outlets, lawyers, public figures, and activists have called for Roof to be charged with not just a hate crime, an illegal act motivated in whole or in part by an offender's bias, but with a separate label of domestic terrorism. Critics contend that the label terrorism is too often only applied to Islamic extremists and not white supremacists or anti-government anarchist. They're bringing that one back. Many were outraged after FBI Director James Comey balked at a term used during a June 20th press conference, telling reporters he didn't see the murders as a political act, a requirement he designated as necessary for terrorism. Obama administration plans for more executive action on immigration. They issued a proposed rule on Tuesday that would make changes to a waiver program created by Barry Satoro, his executive action on immigration in 2013. The action created a waiver that primarily allowed illegal immigrants with a U.S. citizen spouse or parent to stay here in the United States for 3 to 10 years. If they proved their absence, would create an extreme hardship for their spouse. The new rule expands eligibility to a host of other categories of illegal immigrants beyond those with citizen spouses and parents. The waivers also allow immigrants to stay in the country while they await visas. Oh, that could be indefinite, and lots of people, and avoid a penalty under U.S. law that bars persons who entered the country illegally from returning for at least 3 years. Oh, they'll pay attention to that one, won't they? Also, yesterday, there were a number of people that testified on the Hill in Washington, testified that their loved ones had been killed by an illegal alien, and the stories were horrific. Oh, it was just absolutely terrible listening to these poor people. Kansas and Missouri are calling for an investigation of Planned Parenthood amid questions about aborted fetuses. Angus King, representative, says No big deal there. There's no smoke there. Nothing happened. Leave them alone. They've been there for 70 years. 8 states are now looking at investigation. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Rice.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Kansas and Missouri, call. Oh, by the way, thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We really, really appreciate your support. We're getting ready to get the green stuff, so be patient a little bit longer. You're going to get your free tube of toothpaste for being so patient. And also, the DVDs are now in of Dr. Gary Null, the 3 DVDs that he will be offering. One on hair and skin, and I forget what the other two are, but they will be coming to you very shortly. So just be a little bit more patient. Thank you so much for your patience. That has been unbearable. They had to remake the whole product to keep it here in the United States. It's just been a mess. I mean, really, it has been a production mess for them. But, I mean, they want and deserve and will have the highest quality. So just bear with that. Anyway, you can purchase from the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Purse Lane, I believe, is still on special. A lot of items are on special. Get your Dr. Edward Group Liver Cleanse. If you want to see what gallstones look like, I mean, you'll actually see it if you have any. And the majority of people do. They will pass maybe 100 gallstones. And like you said, you know, buy a 99-cent strainer at the dollar store, and then you can figure that out on your own. And you'll be amazed. And you'll probably feel better once those things are out of your gallbladder. Good Health Naturally is on sale, just like sugar is on sale. If you have never tried Just Like Sugar and you like sugar, check that out, please, because that is a really important one for you. If you like sugar, stay away from sugar. I cannot stress that enough. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Michelle of Carriage Trade Soaps. I love the name of it. I love the packaging she does. She is such a professional. This is like first-class stuff. So if you want to get a gift for someone, this is it. Seriously, it's done so well. She's even got on top of it one of those made out of candle wax little logos. Oh, it's so cool. I mean, she is really first class. You would be proud to give this soap as a gift, and it's on special at the Power Mall. Okay, getting back to the news, Kansas and Missouri call for the investigation of Planned Parenthood because of the questions about aborted fetuses. Now, do we believe that they are selling fetuses? Absolutely, I do, without a doubt. And that YouTube, or that information has come forward from an interview that was done by someone who the lady didn't know she was being recorded at the time, has told me there's a lot more to this story. Remember, when I was in NIH, and I think it was around 89 time frame, 90 time frame, somewhere around there, when I was at NIH, and I was talking on organ donation, donor recipient issues, the person right after me, and by the way, the door was locked. We went into this hearing where we were testifying, and the door was locked behind us, which I've never been in anything like that, not even in the military. They locked the door and said, nobody leaves until it's time to take a bathroom break. And the man that got up after me from Washington State said, I'm going to tell you one more time, people, those of you that are sending us fetuses, make sure they're dead. I tell you, I didn't hear anything after that. My head just exploded, honestly, with the fear that this is true and happening all over the country. Now, do I believe they're selling body parts? Absolutely. Now, they do it through a 501c3 organization that I used to work for, one of those procurement organizations. But a body can be worth many times $500,000. When you donate your body, it is worth a lot of money. Or if you sign your organ donation statement on the back of your driver's license, it's worth a lot of money. Well, are they doing the same thing with fetuses? Absolutely, without a doubt. A lot of money is made from that. And also, Planned Parenthood annual report of 2014, all about abortions and profits. Uptick in abortions performed, drop in both contraceptive and cancer prevention services. They do their business in abortions. Enough said. Disgusting. Did you know that in Seattle, Washington, the police cannot go through your trash without a warrant? But guess who can? Trashmen. I am not kidding you. The city government is serious about wanting trashmen to go through your garbage, that they deputized the trashmen as sort of a secret police who are being ordered to rat on residents' trash. I repeat, deputized the trashmen for trash snooping program. Now, they're calling it the ban on food waste, and they're saying that too many people waste food, so therefore we must intervene here. That is not the job of the government, to determine if you're wasting too much food. That is not the job of the government. You can't handle the drug problem in this country. You can't handle the cancer problem. You can't handle the Parkinson's disease, the illness problem. You cannot handle anything. But what are they doing? Attacking the food waste, which they have no business doing, by deputizing the trash men, secret police. Now, that's going to make them feel real important, and that's going to be an incentive for them to go through your trash. And then, oops, if they find paraphernalia or whatever else, well, they were deputized to do that. Trump leads a Nevada poll with overwhelming Hispanic support. You go, Donald Trump. Now, do I think he's going to be a president? No. Do I think he's going to be a candidate on the Republican end? No. He's now decided, after he said he would not be a third-party candidate, that, well, maybe I might be a third-party candidate. He's right about the veterans issue, and he knows that's going to give him a lot of steam, and it has. And I want to recommend to you vets out there that you respond to his phone number and email. He is asking for vets to tell him what's really going on. You go, guys. Here's your chance. Now, do I know they're going to even read it? I don't know. But I think they'll be looking for significant issues that they can address, that they can bring out in his speeches. So here, all these vets, all of you out there, here's your chance to be heard. The phone number, if you're not online, is 855-VETS, V-E-T-S, 352. That's 855-VETS, 352. Don't leave a long message. They'll cut you off. Or it probably will cut you off after a certain period of time. Be very concise. Say, I have information regarding abuse at the VA. My name is Corporal So-and-so. My phone number is. I would like to speak with you more about this. I have evidence and documentation of what's going on at the VA system. That would be a way to handle it. You're going to get a return call much more likely than, well, back in 1991, I joined the military at Fort Rucker. You know, if you do that and you give your whole history, they're not going to listen. Trust me. I know. Trust me. Now, if you are online and you want to email them your situation, story, whatever, I would make it no more than one page. I'm just telling you from previous experience. The email address, veterans@donaldtrump.com. Real easy. veterans@donaldtrump.com. Of course, he's got Facebook and all that if you want to go there. Again, the phone number, 855-VETS-352. That'll be in the email blast. And veterans@donaldtrump.com. Aren't you glad you got the email blast? Aren't you glad that you got that map the other day of 1942? The New World Order map? Pretty impressive. And Ralph Winterroad's information. Catherine does an amazing job. And if you're not taking the blast, you are denying yourself some incredible information. And if you're not online, get somebody else to do it for you, then print it out for you. Pay them if you have to every day, 15 cents a page or 25 cents a page or whatever, to print it out for you. Okay, getting back to the other news. There was a death of a physician. I can't recall if he has definitely been on the Power Hour before. I believe so. A lot of people know Dr. Nick Gonzalez and are absolutely shocked that he died Wednesday. This man was probably one of the most well-respected cancer MDs in the world, or anti-cancer. He was especially knowledgeable about pancreatic cancer, probably one of the most prolific and outspoken people on natural treatment of pancreatic cancer. He had an office in New York City where you go there and you do some testing, and then he prepares a program for you, and you can go back home and do that program and protocol. I had actually thought about going there, had decided not to. But Dr. Nick Gonzalez is dead. They say it must have been heart-related. They say that he was alone when it happened and that he was found hours later. Now, I don't know what happened, but I know everyone is saying, don't jump to conclusions, don't jump to conclusions. But this man practiced what he preached. And so nobody is finding a heart condition really a reliable reason for his death. There has not been, to my knowledge, an autopsy done, nor do we know if one is going to be done. I certainly hope so. I really hope so. That brings to, I don't know how many numbers of people that now have died that are alternative medicine docs. And remember, before all these deaths began to be reported, we talked about the AMA coming out against alternative MDs, DOs, etc. They admitted they were going to start attacking them. Nobody thought it was going to be like this. The Detroit VA hospital, well, let me just add, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, incredible man. He fought for natural treatment for cancer for many, many years. And what an incredible man. I just can't believe we've lost another one. There are so few. The Detroit VA hospital looks like a third world country. Outraged over what they say are unfair and poor working conditions, according to CBS News, employees at Detroit's John Dingell VA Medical Center are rallying for change. Also among the grievances, some probationary workers claim unwarranted firings happen out of the blue. All of those, one of those fired employees, an LPN, Darlene Nolan, believes management retaliated against her as a whistleblower. During my time here, I was reporting patient abuse and neglect and other nurses and nursing assistants. The type of neglect would be that they weren't changing the briefs, leaving them in dirty, soiled briefs, causing bed sores, not helping patients into their beds when they needed it because they were amputees. How sad. You know, I've actually testified on some cases against the VA hospital, and the one that stands out in my mind the most was a man who had only been in the VA for 30 days, and he had bed sores the size of dinner plates. And that's the way the case was presented. Bed sores the size of dinner plates on both of his hips. It was horrible. I mean, they must not have turned him once and left him in a wet bed the whole time. Commodities collapsed just before the stock market crashed. So guess what's happening right now? There's no doubt commodities have crashed. In fact, gold got dipped down to 1190s yesterday. It's returned to, the last time I looked at it, it was 1101. But it's not looking good. And that relates to the issue of what's happening with the stock market crash, in relation to the stock market crash. If we're going to see a stock market crash in the U.S. in the fall of 2015, to use a hypothetical example, we would expect to see commodity prices begin to crash a few months ahead of time. That is precisely what happened just before the great financial crisis of 2008, and we're watching the exact same thing happen right now. On Wednesday, commodities got absolutely pummeled. And at this point, Bloomberg Commodity Index is down a whopping 26% over the past 12 months. When global economic commodities such as copper, iron ore, aluminum, zinc, nickel, lead, tin, and lumber are all considered to be leading indicators that can tell us a lot about where things are headed next. Not good. And did you know that Detroit's having a bad financial situation, and they've got a horrible financial reputation? We all know that, right? Detroit, Detroit, Detroit. Well, guess what? Houston, Texas debt has now surpassed Detroit. The pension funds themselves report debts of $3.2 billion. But the real market value of Houston's unfunded pension liability is $13.7 billion. Do you know what that means if you're planning on getting your retirement 5 years from now? Not. $13.7 billion in debt for pension funds. Unfunded liability. Unfunded pension liability. James Corbett's going to be on Monday. We'll be discussing this and other issues with him. How far away is the crash is the question. $13.7 billion. Houston's unfunded pension liability. And if you subtract the city's capital assets, such as buildings and roads, which aren't likely to be sold off, and then compare the remaining liquid assets against non-pension debts, Houston is in the hole by $12.3 billion. Now, that's just Houston. How many other cities have not revealed their true and correct financial condition? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. What do El Paso, New York, and Chicago have in common? I'll tell you. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I'm going to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Sometimes it's hard, but, you know, if we strive for that, if we always think in terms of that, it'll take us in the right direction, I am convinced. Do you know that there are some people that are called superhuman because of what their bodies contain that could make them worth billions, their DNA? Drug companies are exploiting rare mutations that make one person nearly immune to pain. Another one to broken bones. And you know what? Given the fact that the elite of this country want to exploit people and use their DNA, one of the best ways to find out who has these mutations is to require DNA samples, whether it be the military, because they are required, as you know, or be somebody who's picked up for a failure to signal or something horrible like that. Anyway, there are people that can literally, like this guy, Stephen Pete, he can put his hand on a hot stove and step on a piece of glass and not feel a thing. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing, but only a dozen people in the world have that congenital insensitivity to pain. Anyway, drug companies see riches in this rare mutation. They want their DNA to sell, and they'll probably pay them. Not as much as the pharmaceutical companies will get, of course. They also have their eye on people like Timothy Dreyer, 25, who has bones so dense he could walk away from accidents that would leave other people with broken limbs. About 100 people have this called sclerostenosis. Both men apparently have superpowers from exceedingly uncommon deviations in their DNA. And since man wants to create man and doesn't want God to continue the job of creating man, you can see where this is going. Scientists inject nematode genes into cattle DNA to alter the beef composition, more genetically altered food. The reason why you want to buy local, know the people that provide it to you. Get cow meat if you eat meat from a natural diet of grass rather than grain or a byproduct or this GMO whatever. Toxic plants now are growing in Canada, the U.S., causing third-degree burns. This is horrible. I mean, these plants cause extreme skin irritation, temporary or permanent blindness, and scarring. And where are they coming from? It's called the cow parsnip. That's one of them. It occurs from sea level to 9,000 feet. That's kind of encompassing. In which cow parsnip and the phototoxic giant hogweed, the occurrence of cow parsnip can cause public concern due to its generally similar appearance. However, while the cow parsnip can grow up to 2 meters tall, the giant hogweed lives up to its name by typically growing 2 to 5 meters tall with huge leaves to match. Third degree burns. There's an article in the email blast, how to know which mushrooms are safe to eat and which are toxic. There are ways that you can tell, but I would be very careful if I was going to be doing that. Aspartame update. Coke illegally claims diet soda can combat obesity. And who drinks diet sodas? Mostly obese people. And they stay that way many, many times while believing that, gee, I would be a lot heavier if I were drinking regular Coke with high fructose corn syrup. 12 natural immunity essentials for the home. That's in the email blast. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.